Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come on, let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Here we go on a Monday night. Welcome in. It's Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX. We are broadcasting the show live from baseball's winter meetings in Orlando. My name is Matt Pauly. Taking you till 8 o'clock tonight, we have a very, very busy program that's going to be coming up. Stan McNeil from Cardinals Magazine, he's going to join us in about 10 minutes or so. We'll get his thoughts on what we heard today from Oliver Marmol and just where the Cardinals are at today. We will do a little non-baseball stuff. Luke Korak, who covers the Blues for NHL.com and for the Hockey News, he's going to join us at about 6:35. In the next hour, you're going to hear comments from Chaim Bloom. He had a conversation in his hotel suite with the local media. I was up there for that, and we'll play back some of what he had to say during that time. And then also, we will play back some of what Oliver Marmol had to say during his media session today. So that's all going to be coming up on this edition of a Graybar Sports Open Line. If you want to join the program, multiple ways to get connected with the show. You can call or text 314-436-7900. That's 314-436-7900. That's how you call or text. You can also tweet at me, at Matt Pauly on air, M-A-T-T-P-A-U-L-E-Y on air. And for those of you who are watching us on the video stream, feel free to leave a comment, and we can address some of those comments as we do go along. Unfortunately, it is a day where there just hasn't been that much activity. And this is nothing new to the winter meetings. We do the same thing every year. We do the exact same thing every year where we lift this thing up like there's going to be all kinds of moves and it's going to be super busy, and then nothing happens, especially on the first day. The first day does tend to be pretty slow. I found it to be interesting, though, because one of the things that I've talked about, and maybe I'm wrong on this, I think I probably am wrong based off what Chaim Bloom had to say today. One of the things I have said many times is one of the really valuable things about the winter meetings is the fact that baseball executives can get in the same room and have face-to-face conversations with each other. Like, that just, that makes sense that would speed up the proceedings, I guess you could say. Where if all the communication that you've got regarding a potential trade or a deal that you're working through, if all of that is connected to phone calls and text messages and stuff like that, if you can get everybody in the same room with each other, well, then it should hurry things up. But in talking to Chaim Bloom today, and this is what I found to be interesting, talking to Chaim Bloom today, he said that they've had very few face-to-face conversations with other baseball executives, with other teams, and that seems to be not just a Cardinals thing, but a industry thing, that they are meeting with people, that they are talking and texting with people who are here, that there are player agents and other people that might come into the suite. But for the most part, there has not been a whole lot of one-on-one communication. In fact, Heim told a story about in one of his previous jobs where there was a big trade that was being worked on that was going to include multiple players. And they got a group of people from the team he was with, and they got a group of people from the team they were talking to. And they all got in the same room together, and they talked for a while, and then just nothing came of it. And the meeting ended, and there was a lot of frustration. So then meeting ends, and everybody exits the suite, and one of the scouts for the team he worked for and one of the scouts for the team that they were talking to happened to be standing at the elevator together, and they just kind of continued the conversation organically. And one said, well, what if we did this? And the other said, well, what if we did this? And both said, well, I bet our bosses would go for it. Let's go back and find out. And they went back and found out, and that's how the deal ended up getting done, by just two scouts having a conversation with each other. But the point being is, when they got everybody in the same room together, they did not get anything extra done. So I found that to be an interesting story told by him today, especially in the context of what has been a very slow day. Even with it being a very slow day, and I'm not gonna like go against what I have been preaching going into these winter meetings. Because if you listen to me at all leading in this winter meetings, I said, look, even if this Cardinals roster looks exactly the same on Thursday as it does on Monday, that doesn't necessarily mean that it was a failed winter meetings. It just means that the deals that were being talked about did not cross the finish line before the winter meetings had the final whistle go off and they came to an end. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. My gut still says that at least a small thing happens before all is said and done. But I have a feeling of things are going to be happening at the winter meetings on an annual basis, and more it just seems like not a whole lot happens to be happening, and that's the way things are. All right, so here's what we've got coming up this hour. Again, we are going to be joined by our good friend Stan McNeil, senior writer with Cardinals Magazine. He's going to join us in about 5 minutes later on this hour. We will jump out of baseball for a bit. We'll talk some hockey as Luke Korak, who covers the Blues for NHL.com. And for the hockey news, he is going to join us coming up in a while. But we are mostly all baseballs. We are coming your way live from baseball's winter meetings today, and we'll continue on with the program in just a moment. Stan McNeil joins us after this, as you are listening to a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. We are continuing to broadcast from baseball's winter meetings, and happy to welcome onto the program a friend of Sports Open Line. He's a senior writer with Cardinals Magazine. He is Stan McNeil. Stan, great to see you. How are you?
I'm doing well, Matt. How are you?
I am good. When you come here, because you were with the Sporting News for so long, what kind of memories do you have when you come to the baseball winter meetings?
Oh, man. I think the first one would probably be 2011, that Friday morning, or the last morning when Albert Pujols decided he was going west. And the Cardinals were, caught then. That's when they found out. It was early, and that was kind of exciting, and that was a big moment.
The winter meetings have really changed over the years. Some things have stayed exactly the same, but in many ways, things have changed. Some of the minor league stuff isn't here anymore. I mean, it's a different vibe as the years go by.
This is the first time I've been in about at least 10 years, and it kind of looks the same as it did. And, I feel like I'm older than everybody here now, but you still get a chance to talk to the managers. You still get some good access with a lot of baseball people. So we'll see how much it's changed. But it's you mean the minor league conventions is not that they
yeah they don't
that,
do that as
yeah,
much
that
anymore.
Was, that was a big part of it.
Yeah, the yeah. full job fair that you know, they used to yep. do, they don't do that anymore. I was talking to some people today. I actually saw a couple former big leaguers in Brett Phillips and Keon Broxton. And they were both at the meet and greet where you go to try to meet people to get jobs, and that's all. It's not even the big job fair anymore. It's just this kind of networking event.
Informal thing. Yeah. Yeah, that makes it a little more challenging, I'm sure.
It absolutely does. We're talking after just hearing from Oliver Marmol a little while ago. He's in a really tough spot right now because the team on paper is likely to be taking a step back, but his job as a manager is to not allow expectations to lower.
Yeah, and I think they're doing, the message has been strong so far, if you ask me. And I think right now it's just so early in the off season to know what the team is really going to look like. I mean, we know that it's going to be young, but I have to think that the Cardinals will acquire a few veterans before opening day to kind of supplement everybody else.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what that looks like, though, because there is such a focus on young players, but at the same time, you got to have pitching specifically. You can't go into a year with a rotation that basically doesn't have anybody in it that's gone through a full season as a starter beyond a Matthew Liberatore's out one full season.
Yeah, no, I totally agree, and that's why I say we don't really know a whole lot yet. But I mean, the one thing about it is you used to go to the winter meetings and there would be trades, there would mm-hmm. be a lot of stuff, and that's kind of diminished as the years have gone because social media and texting and all of that. But it still doesn't make trading guys any easier. I think it's probably even more difficult now to make trades because everybody has so much information on all the players and everything. So, I take the Nolan Arenado example. I mean, everybody is saying that it's best for him to move on, but you still have to make a trade, and find a place for him to go. And I just think that's not going to be as easy as just, yeah, it's time for Nolan to go somewhere else.
Stan McNeil from Cardinals Magazine continuing to join us. It's Graybar Sports Open Line. We are in Orlando, Florida for baseball's winter meetings. Chaim Bloom's going to meet with us on an every night basis while we're here. And we saw with the Sonny Gray trade, he could have easily let that play out a little bit longer and see if he got better offers. But to me, it felt like he got an offer that he was comfortable with it, and he pulled the trigger. And that makes me wonder, could we maybe see some more activity in a shorter amount of time? Because based off just one trade, so it's a tiny sample size, but based off one trade, it seems like he's ready to pull that trigger.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And I would absolutely think that they've got all their numbers and all their I's dotted and T's crossed in terms of every other organization and prospects or players that they might be interested in. So if something does come up quickly, I do think Chaim is not going to, if he thinks it's good, he's going to go for it. I definitely agree with that. And I think that's going to be good for the fans.
I also think there's got to be a lot of value in they have the whole group together in a hotel room. So as they are going through these conversations with other teams, it's going to be really easy for Chaim to say to, whoever, Rob Serfolio or Oliver Marmol or anybody, that whole brain trust that's in that room, they're all right there and they can all kind of chime in on it.
Yeah, I mean, they all have their different takes on players, I'm sure, but they're right there to talk about guys then. So that could, hopefully or maybe possibly lead to quicker moves, faster moves.
What type, when you come out here, what are you working on and what are the storylines that you're following along with?
Basically to see what the team's going to look like in spring training. We're kind of in our off season as well. We've got our next issue will be coming out in January, and our cover story is going to be we're going to spend some time with J.J. Weatherholt in his hometown of Mars, Pennsylvania. So we've got that. But so I'm here kind of getting background, trying to, talk to people about Chaim Bloom when he was with the Red Sox and Rays, just to get a sense of his kind of standing around the game.
I don't know how many people have spoken to yet, but anybody I ever mention Chaim's name to, I mean, it's just glowing in what people say about him. Nobody says a bad word about this guy.
And the one thing that I find very interesting and encouraging is that a lot of people, or most people, will tell you that he's a people person. He's a people person first. You know, relationships really matter to him. And just having been in the office with him for a year or so, you can definitely see that. He's a guy that'll talk to you, you know, anytime.
Yeah, I've noticed that just in the year before he took over, I had a handful of conversations with him. I don't think we ever talked baseball. We talked about families. We talked about everything else that was going on. And there's some people in sports and some people in this game that I don't think see the value in those type of conversations and getting to know people. And somebody asked me earlier today, like, where does that play out with Haim? And I got to think, if he is liked and respected by his colleagues, well, then it's going to be that much easier to do deals and do second and third deals with people because you're more comfortable working with somebody.
You know, that's great. And, you know, another aspect of this is the Cardinals have added, I think by opening day next year, it'll be like 24 additional coaches and staffers since the beginning of 2024, since Haim kind of started overseeing the development somewhat. And the thing is, he brought all these guys in, and a lot of times you'll get cronyism, right? Mm-hmm. You'll bring some guys that you've worked with that you know well. But talking to Matt Pierpont and Rob Cerfolio, this is basically a group that really didn't know each other. They didn't know each other when they came together, and here a year later, they already feel very united, and I think that's impressive. You know, for a couple reasons. One, it shows that Haim knows what he's doing. They know they're hiring the right people, and the right people are coming because they respect Haim.
I don't know if he's brought in a single person from his Boston tenure.
I think there might be one from one of the latest pitching court directors might be from Boston, but there's been no one from Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
You know, and I asked him specifically, you're like, you haven't brought in anyone from Tampa Bay.
It's but to your point, it also shows that you know who these people are working in organizations across the way. Because I think in our interactions with people like Rob Cerfolio, he just jumps off the page. He's so impressive to talk about. So to be able to go get a guy like that who you don't have a working relationship with, it's another part of this story that hopefully results in the Cardinals returning to a high level of competition.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, another part of that is you're bringing in fresh blood, basically, guys from other organizations who will have a different perspective. Because I think of the dozen or so coordinators and directors that are working in the minors now, you know, all of those guys came from different organizations themselves. So you've got about half the major leagues now working, who worked for other teams a year ago, 2 years ago, now working for the Cardinals. So that should be able to kind of get some information on players as well as the way things teams operate.
Talk through, just before you get out of here, if people want to subscribe to Cardinals Magazine, if they want to get their hands on the yearbook, learn about the publications, learn about the calendar, everything, just go through what people can do.
The best way to go is just cardinals.com/magazine or /publications. You know, we've got a nice display there of the past magazines and yearbooks. Or, you know, if you want to call, 314-345-9000 is the number. But really, cardinals.com/magazine is a place to go.
Stan, great to see you. Thanks for popping on for a few minutes.
Thanks for having me, Matt.
That is Stan McNeil from Cardinals Magazine. We'll take a break. We got more in just a moment here on the Grab Our Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Our Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. We are continuing to broadcast live from Orlando, Florida, and baseball's winter meetings. We will jump back into baseball coming up in just a few moments. But the Blues just had themselves a pretty solid couple days of work, getting a win at Ottawa and a win at Montreal. They're back at home tomorrow evening when they play host to Boston. But this is as about positive as we can be about the Blues in a while. And with that, very happy to welcome on to the program. You read him at NHL.com, also in the hockey news. He is Lou Korak. You follow him on Twitter at LKorak10. Lou, thanks for taking some time with us today. How are you?
I'm good, Matt, but that's not cool that you're letting me know that you're in Florida.
I'm sorry. If it makes you feel any better, it has done nothing but rain since I've gotten here.
Yeah, but you know what? It's not 20, 25 degrees either, so I would gladly trade places with you any day right now.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, it's 64 degrees right now here in Orlando, so I can't argue that one. The road trip started as a challenge for the Blues. They played kind of a non-competitive game at Boston, losing 5-2, and again, we heard the same old stuff coming out of the locker room afterwards of not, you know, playing hard enough, yada, yada, yada. It's only two games, and I know this team does this thing where they do, like, little bumps, but those were much better efforts on Saturday and Sunday against Ottawa and Montreal, respectively.
Well, you needed them, and I think it starts with the goaltending. Obviously, you saw what Joel Hofer was able to do on Saturday with, you know, facing 42 shots. He came up large, really, really big in that game, especially considering he had to kill seven penalties in that game and four of them in the first period. So you got to give the PK group some obviously their kudos on that as well. You know, you're able to scrape out the win there, but then to back it up again and go back-to-back, that's back-to-back weekends that you're able, if you can follow me here, that's back-to-back weekends, you win back-to-back games, because they also did it a week ago when they played Ottawa and Utah coming out of Christmas. They were able to string together consecutive wins there. But now comes that time to, try to put together three in a row. They remember how long it took them to do that last year. They were the last team in the league to string together three wins in a row, and then obviously we know they took off after the Four Nations break. But chance to once again put together a three-game winning streak. You're going to play five out of your next six starting at home tomorrow night against Boston. You got to start banking some home wins here, Matt. I mean, because quite frankly, on home ice, they just haven't been good enough. You got to, if you're going to stay in this, and right now, you know, as diluted as things are, you know, you're 11-12-7, but you're only 2 points sitting out of a playoff spot. You got to start to string together some wins at home here.
Yeah, that was the next thing I was saying to you. I mean, you mentioned it. They've got 29 points right now. The final playoff teams are Edmonton and Utah, and then San Jose is the first team out. Austin at 31. So they're 2 points out. We've been saying it all along that if they can find a run, they hadn't buried themselves, and now it is still very, very clear that they're right there. They could be 2 days away from being in a playoff position.
Well, you know what, Matt? I was looking at the Western Conference. I don't even consider – and Nashville's at the bottom with 24 – I don't even consider them out of it. That's when I was talking about how things are so diluted, and that's because you've got so many of these three-point games, and that's really what's keeping everybody in it. That's kind of what really makes it difficult to say if teams want to start moving players now or even before the trade deadline. It's kind of difficult to do it because GMs tend to sit back and go, well, you know what, we're still kind of in this thing. So I think that's why, you know, I know the panic wagon started, riding down the highway around here a long time ago, just because, you know, this was a team that was the last team in the league to get the double digits in wins, and now you're at 11, 12, and 7. But with there being so many three-point games, the Blues have been able to pick up. You know, you can look at a glass half empty or half full. They have points now in 18 of their 30 games, or you look at it the other way, well, they only have 11 wins out of 30. So how do you look at it? It's right now, it's kind of a wait and see thing. But again, you got to start winning some games here at home, because if you can't win on home ice, quite frankly, to me, you don't deserve to be in the playoffs. And they just have not been good enough at Enterprise Center yet this year.
Jordan Kyrou got injured. It looked like it could be very bad. The more recent wording has been that it's more of a day-to-day situation. What's your gut feeling on what that's going to mean for Kyrou here moving forward?
Well, Jim Montgomery sounded a little more optimistic than maybe anticipated. But you know what? I think he wanted to err on the side of caution, just because, you know, they wanted to get an MRI just to get a better look. And he was initially seeming to think maybe in the week to 10 day range, that would be on the good side of it, because, you know, when you're looking at the hit, it looked like he was clutching at his knee or around his knee area. And you always hate to see that. And it happened early in the game. And they didn't waste any time to, once he went back to the locker room, they didn't waste any time to announce that he was going to be out for the rest of the game. But you know what, Matt, I'll tell you what it tends to do, it tends to galvanize a group. It really does. When the Blues have had these situations where multiple guys have gone down, right now you've got Kyrou down, you've got Toropchenko out, you've got Jimmy Snuggerud out, you've got Nathan Walker out. It's almost like a wounded animal, because nobody's going to feel sorry for you. You're kind of backed into a corner. Well, who's the only one that's going to get you out of that corner is your group. And I think that's kind of what you saw in the last 2 days. Everybody was like, you know, it's been a struggle to score goals, and two of our top guys that you're counting on for offense with Kyrou and Snuggerud are out of the lineup. So everybody just kind of has to pull a little bit of the extra rope together, and I think you were able to see that. You saw the good games that Braden Schenn and Dylan Holloway had last night in Montreal, each with 3 points, and that's Schenn's first 3-point game in over 2 years. So you had the right guy step up. I think that's going to have to be the situation here moving forward. You've had guys at the top end of your lineup that just haven't been able to produce. Those are going to be the guys that are going to have to pull more of the weight, but it's going to have to be a little bit of everybody.
They did make a small roster move today, announcing that they've recalled forward Hugh McGing from their AHL affiliate in Springfield. 18 games this year for the Thunderbirds, 6 points, 4 goals, 2 assists, and 25 penalty minutes. Anything to be made about another young guy who might be given a bit of an opportunity here?
Well, he's been up here before, and I just think it's one of those situations where they know they're going to be without Kyrou. Just get an extra forward in here, because you've already got Matt Luff in the lineup, who played his first NHL game in over 2 years, since he played with Detroit back in 2023. And you've already got Kaskamaki in the lineup right now. And, you know, for the time being, it looks like those guys are going to be in the lineup right now. It's just one of those cases where maybe McGing does get in the lineup. He has played in an NHL regular season game before. I know for a fact he played one in Chicago a couple of years ago under Craig Berube when the Blues had some injury issues. So this isn't anything new to him, but I think it's just more for the case of having that extra body here just in case somebody else does go down. Because with teams playing so many games right now, starting Thursday, last Thursday, the Blues are heading into Christmas playing 11 games in 19 days. Jim Montgomery even mentioned that. That's when injuries tend to start happening quite a bit, not just for the Blues, but for everybody, is when you're playing so many games in such a short span of time.
We'll let you go on this one. What were your thoughts on that fourth line with Luff and Kaskamaki in there being centered by Oscar Sundquist? What did you think from those guys?
Well, you're not going to get what you got from them when you have Torpchenko and Walker in the lineup, because those guys with Sundquist and whether it's Matthew Joseph down there, those guys were starting to forge an identity together. And like Jim Montgomery had mentioned, I even asked him, what are you missing with those guys out of the lineup, and what do you need from that line now moving forward with those two pieces out? And he basically said those are two guys that tend to maybe intimidate a little bit the opposition when they see them on the ice, because these guys play with a physical edge. They like to forecheck, and now you're putting other guys in that maybe have a little bit of a different style of a game. I just think that all they have to do is just basically do their job. And I think they did that last night. Actually, their Corsi ratings weren't all that bad. I think they were even across the board. So it's just one game, but they're going to get in that 10-minute range of playing together. It's just a matter of getting some reps together and seeing if these guys are going to be able to keep this team afloat until they get some of these injured guys back in the lineup.
Luke Korek does a great job covering the Blues for NHL.com, also the Hockey News. Follow him on Twitter at LKorek10. Lou, we always appreciate taking a few moments with us. Thanks so much. If we don't talk to you before Christmas, have a very Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you soon after.
Same to you, Matt. Have a good time down there in Florida.
Awesome. Very good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
It is Luke Korek joining us.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Live. Once again, Matt Pauley on King of OX.
Back at it as we continue to broadcast from Orlando and baseball's winter meetings. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line. A reminder for you coming up in a little bit more than an hour, we've got the Jack Buck Awards, as that's coming up tonight. Always a great thing. Last year, the winter meetings and the Jack Buck Awards were in different weeks. So I was able to be there for a little bit and bummed out the way the schedule worked this year that I happened to be out of town for the winter meetings. But nonetheless, we will have the Jack Buck Awards. That is going to begin our coverage immediately following the 8 o'clock news. So you'll definitely want to be tuned in. All kinds of wonderful individuals being honored today, and including the voice of the Cardinals, John Rooney. So you'll want to be tuned in for that. You know, it was interesting. I wasn't planning on talking about this, and I hope to have him on at some point. I think I mentioned this today when I was talking on the Dave Glover show. But if you remember former big leaguer Brett Phillips, he was most known for a walk-off hit with the Rays in the World Series, and really good guy. And I was talking, he was here today. He's looking to try to, you know, find a job in baseball. You see a lot of former ball players here looking for jobs. You know, that's something that was it 2 years ago that Matt Adams was here doing that, and he was able to get a job, and I saw him walking by today. We'll try to talk to him maybe at some point before the few days does wrap up. But I was talking to Brett Phillips today because he was with the Brewers when I was doing Brewer stuff, and I'd remind him of that, and I told him, was, you know, within St. Louis now and doing Cardinal stuff. And the first thing he said to me was, have you ever gone to the Stan Musial Awards? Because he was honored at the Stan Musial Awards, and he said of every like thing like that he's ever gone to in his life, it's one of the most impactful, remarkable type things. He said you can't go to that event and not just be completely and totally inspired moving forward. I thought that was cool. So for a guy who has no connections to the city of St. Louis, and we have so many great events like that in St. Louis. Obviously tonight with the Jack Buck Awards and the Musial Awards and the Herman Trophy with for the top soccer players in college. Soccer, just so many really, really cool things that we have in our community. And I'm glad that from a sports standpoint, we stand out the way that we do. And it certainly shows for sure. Speaking of soccer, by the way, we did get word. I want to make sure that I can say this. Yeah, I believe we can. I believe we can say this. I don't think this is under any sort of embargo or anything. Big congratulations going out to the St. Louis University men's soccer team. They are headed to the College Cup, which is college soccer. That's what they call their Final Four. And we are going to broadcast for you their run through the College Cup starting on Friday night. They are going to match up against North Carolina State. Nate Gatter, who you heard on the SEC Championship game for Westwood One Sports, he's going to handle the play-by-play. So that's going to, we're going to have that coming up on Friday when they are going to match up against NC State. Pre-game is going to start at 7 o'clock, and that's going to be, if they can win, they would then play in the soccer championship game on Monday night, and it would be awesome if that can happen. So we are certainly hoping for SLU Soccer to continue to do their thing, as it's been a really, really remarkable run for them here so far. All right, here's what we've still got coming up on the program before we get out of here this evening. Next hour, it's going to be a lot of it's going to be a lot of audio. Also, I promised you that I was going to respond to some of the comments that we got, and we didn't get to it right here. We'll try to do that coming up at the start of next hour before we get into Heim Bloom. If it's not, then we'll try to do it in that segment after we hear from Heim Bloom. But we'll hear a little bit of what Heim Bloom had to say during his talk with the media. We'll do that coming up just after the 7 o'clock news. And then also we are going to hear Oliver Marmol. So the president of baseball operations, Bloom, he will speak every day of the winter meeting. So we'll go up to his suite and we'll sit down with him and we'll meet with him, and it'll be good. We already did that tonight, and we'll do that for the next two nights as well. As far as the manager availability, he has just one. So we talked to Ollie today, and that's going to be, barring something happening that would require us to hear from the manager, that is going to be the one time that we hear from him. So we'll play back for you much of what he had to say and we'll do that coming up in just a little while. Again, you are locked into a Gray Bar Sports Open Line. We will take a break, and we are going to come back with more coming up in just a moment or so. Again, Heim Bloom, Oliver Marmol, audio from the Baseball Winter Meetings, audio you're not going to hear anywhere else. It's on the way next right here on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.